Something to take away from today, I think there is a lot that's happening. It's not quite connected. I think it does need someone with a strategic overview. That Wales model of a creative producer sounds
interesting. Should we talk slightly slower just so that Steve can get it? Just because these might be the things that we take forward. Say that again. Please.
So, I think that there's a lot that's happening, but it's not quite cohesive and joined up, and it hasn't been for years. There's a lot that happens in terms of defining North in terms of Leeds as a microcosm in one sense, but it's not connected and never has been. It comes together at points, but I think it needs someone with an overview or a specific focus. Specific focus as such in terms of, it would be interesting to explore that creative producer model in Wales to kind of, there's a big gap. And I don't know how we rectify that. So that's what I take.
So
something about connecting the thinking between organisations and individuals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be very brief. So my thing is that communities of interest are not geographical, they are conceptual. And I think that's what we should be thinking about. That's it. Said it.
Okay. My mind's gone blank.
Too much red wine.
Yours could be, oh, fucking love the north.
I love the moors.
Yeah. It's the
topography.
Brass bands.
I love my
bands. Caps.
Bring back the kits.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Should we come back to you, Rachel?
Yeah, come back to me.
Mm-hmm. Kerry?
My thought is also about connections and where we're at Northern School and where my role is at. That's a very pertinent thought for the moment. And I guess on a practical level, it's about opportunities for students and how we connect to find out more about those. And how we communicate that to our students and prospective students. That's quite a selfish one.
I'm really excited about the fledgling concept we've got in Barnsley and how that's really feeding into this overarching dance-focused objective, strategically, for the region and beyond. Because I think it's really exciting to have this conversation at this particular point, because that would lead into my thinking.
Mine would be that we are one step out of three with these three dinners coming up to confirming my thought that the Greater North doesn't actually exist.
So your geography is irrelevant thing. Very interested to come and talk to you. Realise that this everywhere is the problem, to be at our own coalface and in touch with the rest of the community in an aware way. It's everything, you know, this conversation rings right through everything that's happened in my 15 years in Scotland and before. I can't help but think that there's a digital solution and we have to find it. I think that Yorkshire Dance is a key partner in the festival vision, and I think that in partnership with internships and apprenticeships and kind of ways is the ways through to making this much more holistic, exciting kind of dance destination.
Yeah,
that's a horrible expression, but you know what I mean.
That's the tagline. Come join the holistic dance.
Place to stay, you know, a place to come and a place to stay and have dance in your life.
Destination, that was it.
And the other thing is community. Young artists at any point, we have to find the route into our communities, discover and nourish our audiences, and not just sit in a garret making art for art's sake. Mm.
I suppose I'm coming away with a sense of, I feel very strongly that the responsibility to develop the kind of things that we're talking about, all of them actually, shouldn't be seen, I use that word, shouldn't be seen knowingly, as additional to our roles and salaried roles, but I truly believe they should be integral to what we do. So the excuse of, or the reason of, we're all at full capacity, it's not in our interests to think like that. I think we need to shift the mindset and make the development of the ecology in the north or Yorkshire or whatever we decide is the boundary part of it, because it doesn't make sense for it not to be, in my opinion, because we can affect change if we integrate that into our practice, administrative
mm-hmm.
practice
yeah.
or marketing or whatever we call it.
Mm.
Whereas if we always see it as additional, we're never going to get anywhere. I should have said earlier that part of Juncture, an underlying thread which we did actually apply to the Gerwood for and didn't get the funding for, was for me to mentor four emerging artists throughout the whole month. That's still happening. You're putting
mm.
money for it.
Mm.
So written into that programme of established work is the mentoring of younger people who are getting free places to sit on in my processes
mm.
and various other things that are going on. So that's already part of that, and I advocate that completely in terms of what we've been talking about. I wouldn't call it an internship, I'd call it mentoring.
Yeah.
Witnessing, exposing.
Mm.
Katie?
So those are all strands that would expand in this larger festival.
I think taking away the fact that we need to look at, I think I agree with connecting more, and coming from a different, obviously coming from a contemporary dance background, but also now specialising in tap as well, it's about how we can work together with the contemporary dance world, which I think is quite popular, you know. I think more so we've talked about contemporary dance as an art form rather than looking at different art forms, bringing them together. I'm interested in seeing how we can connect all together.
I'm finishing off where we started, Mr.
Yeah.
Wilson.
Obviously, it's easy because I say, well, I'll say back to the Northeast is. But it's
a bunch of whinges in there.
Yeah. From what Balba says and what you were saying, actually, it's those two things. It's making connections that are really ready to be made. But I think the way I feel I will make my connections Northeast is by being individually reckless and stepping forward and going, do you know what, I'm going to, and if you want to come, great, if you don't, that's fine,
mm-hmm.
but I am going to, because I agree with actually it's the capacity in your head to do that, and I think it's not like dropping some stuff, it's about thinking things, it's breaking habits, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
and then changing that, so that, I think you're right, I think the connections it's back to that car thing, we keep crashing, so they're coincidences and accidents, but we could actually make those things stick sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah, I think.
Marvellous.
Shall we leave
right.
it there then, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah,
Steve, did you want to say anything just in terms of what you've been writing?
No, it's been absolutely fascinating. I need to go home and process all this and try and turn it into some kind of sort of. I'll try and summarise it in some way.
That'd be great.
Because there's a massive amount in the live blog.
Would you like Martin? Is it alright if he has your speech, you think?
Yeah, you can have that.
I've got it recorded as well. I've
okay,
recorded it.
Because we can
put
that up as
a
yeah,
send it to
you.
Email.
You've got, yeah, it'll be photos. We can stick it as a blog post. That'll be lovely.
That'd be great.
But it's fascinating. I've just started working with the Central School of Speech and Drama. I'm writing a master's programme for them on creative production. So a lot of this stuff is kind of, it's really because they're so London-centric, a lot of this stuff is kind of very, very interesting in terms of what, because I've moved out of London, so I'm trying to work out what the difference is, and about what's great about not being London. I see that there's been an enormous amount of that, and I find that really interesting. I'll try and write something about it because it's your place to talk, not mine. But it's,
yeah.
But
I think instead of problematising it, we need to find a celebration and a reason to make it a good thing rather than
For me, it's a fabulous thing because I'm not paying £1,000 a month London tax just to be in the M25 anymore. So that the creative freedom, the ability to be reckless, but also just to be thoughtful. That my art life in London was very much about how do I go make some money at this. Because I had whopping good rent, and actually in Birmingham feels like free in comparison. It's like, really? This is how much it costs to live in?
It's on that beautiful.